This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Headlines on InfoWars.com. As we raise the alarm globally that tyranny is coming in like a flood, neo-feudal USA, the death of democracy. In neo-feudal America, the financial aristocracy and political elite are judged under a different set of laws. I want to get Gerald Celente back on. NSA can identify you by your smartphone handwriting. Agency has Lockheed Martin technology to monitor finger swipes on phones to learn the biometrics of how you swipe and how you use the phone to track if it's you using it as they surveil you in real time. PacSun pulls down upside down flag t-shirt because it hurts someone's feelings. And I like James Woods. I think he's a pretty good guy overall. The actor, I'm also a fan of him. I think he's a great actor. But he's the one that started the whole campaign. And it's funny because I actually bought some t-shirts at PacSun this weekend for myself and my son. They got, you know, good summertime type t-shirts. And I actually saw that shirt and didn't think to buy it just because I thought, you know, the public's too ignorant. They'll think I hate America. We should be wearing the flag upside down right now. We should be wearing the flag upside down. That means you're in distress. So when folks with binoculars look at your ship, your flag's upside down, it means you need help. America's in trouble. It means the country's going down. If you respect the flag, they love to have it at half-mast constantly for any reason. Seems like flags are at half-mast half the time now. No pun intended. When I was a kid, it was every once in a while. They should be flown upside down so you can then have a conversation and say, America's in trouble. That's why I have directed the crew. We can have shirts made right here in the U.S. within 2 weeks. That's why we're putting the design up today. I designed it with the crew before the show. We'll have the final design by the end of the show. We're going to put out a t-shirt that's similar to the PacSun one that's black with an upside-down American flag, and it's basically going to say, America is in distress, save the Republic, and then we're going to have the U.S. code under it and on the back explaining when and why you do that. United States flag code, 8A. The flag should never be displayed with the Union down, except as a signal of dire distress in instances of extreme danger to life or property. Our country's going down. It's being dismantled. We're going under UN globalist control. The president acts as a dictator. Now is the time to fly the flag upside down. In fact, can we flip that graphic in there and fly it upside down right now behind me? I mean, this is the time. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Wake up. Get out of your trance. We can use the incendiary nature of the flag upside down to educate the public on why we're doing it. Because what the flag symbolizes is being destroyed. Our veterans are being put on don't treat list. Our basic freedoms are under attack. The Congress is handing over all its authority to the president to sign us on to the TPP. They're coming after all of our basic freedoms. Now is the time. And I've had patriots for 20 years calling in saying, I fly my flag upside down, and my neighbors didn't like it until I explained it to them. And when they come over and say, Bob, why are you flying it upside down? I don't like it. Say, hey, I forgive you for being ignorant. Here's the code. In the country's in dire straits, you're supposed to fly it. That's federal law. If the country is in dire straits, you're to fly the flag upside down. And, I mean, we need to get people's attention. We need to get people saying, what's that mean? Now, I'd imagine PacSun did mean it as trendy. I'm not a big PacSun guy, but I've bought shirts a few times just because I, you know, like summertime shirts, and they fit me. But I guess I did look into it. They kind of were leftward leaning, and I do think they kind of meant it as down with America. But it doesn't, just because they're ignorant doesn't mean anything. The country is in a super crisis right now. So I think if you put Save America above the flag upside down, they'll say, what's that mean? You write Born to Kill on your helmet, then you have a peace sign. Oh, something to do with the duality of men. No, it's not the duality of men. It's the proper signal.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he started coming on the show about 5 years ago. Harry Dent, one of the top analysts previously at Bain Capital. And I thought some of his predictions, though interesting, probably wouldn't happen. He predicted deflation, not inflation. And he predicted basically when it would happen. And he's been pretty much spot on so far. So he'll be joining us in the third hour. And we'll open phones up the last 20, 30 minutes to ask your questions of Mr. Dent today. And we'll tie it into massive talk of open war with China, mainstream headlines about we'll be lucky if we don't have war with China or Russia by this summer, and pray it isn't nuclear. I mean, I covered all that yesterday. And this is more than just saber rattling. It's a very serious time. Meanwhile, it's being reported that secret meeting in London to end cash, central banks aim to institute governmental approval for purchase of all sales. And that integrates in with the fact that we had 2 weeks ago, six banks pay $5.8 billion, five guilty of market rigging. They're the very same big mega banks, J.P. Morgan and others, that are pushing to end cash as we know it, or to charge you to even have cash, or to charge you then to even have deposits. Meanwhile, these very corporations paid millions of dollars, the London Guardian is reporting today, to ram through the TPP in the U.S. Senate. But that's not corruption. That's not bribery. It's not bribery to have Hillary Clinton's foundation getting hundreds of millions of dollars in the last decade, much of it that was supposed to go to charities and things, going to her for private jets and hotels and mansions. But what's even worse is most of it's foreign donors from third world dictators. And they mixed it all in with campaign funds. Totally illegal. Dinesh D'Souza goes to jail for getting five of his friends to give to a Senate campaign. I think it was legal, but he pled guilty. He was facing 20 years in jail. He's still in jail, 9 months in prison. No criminal record. Speechwriter, you know, worked for Ronald Reagan. Has the second biggest documentary film in world history. And he's in jail right now. But here's the headline out of the State Department's own admissions. International Business Times. Clinton Foundation donors got weapons deals from Hillary Clinton's State Department. We reported on this yesterday, but it's in mainstream news today. That's right. Dictators in third world countries would give her money when she was at the State Department, and then she would go, the State Department recommend giving them weapons. Nothing illegal there. Move along. But don't worry. The Justice Department that brought you Fast and Furious and the persecution of Christians and with the IRS and so much more and the Tea Party, they are now going after 40 of the main leaders of the International Association that deals with soccer. They've already arrested some of them, claiming really mild stuff. But, it's a big distraction. FIFA officials arrested on corruption charges. So this is the U.S., the criminals that have hijacked it, basically acting like global government right now to show the world how clean they are and how they're fighting corruption when they are the biggest crooks out there, in my view. Now, until about 40 after, and then I'm going to shift gears into Fukushima news and some geoengineering news and some other economic news, election news, Rand Paul news, more on the soccer situation. Then we have Mr. Dent joining us, as I mentioned. I wanted to get Lee Queen on, owner and CEO, founder of Head Down Products. Was founded by David Hunsucker and Lee Queen in a small shop in Powder Springs, Georgia. Their goal was to develop the most reliable and accurate AR-15 in the market. This vision was created from a passion for firearms design, hunting, and the Second Amendment, acfirearms.com. Now, their site, even though it's got a lot of servers, has been down since I started plugging it, but it should be back up later. We'll also try to give you a phone number. But really what you want to do is ask your local gun dealer, local gun shop, about Head Down Products that already have great reviews. Just say, hey, go look at the online third-party reviews of these firearms, the Provectus, the Triton, others. They got 308, 556, you name it. And then look at how affordable they are compared to other firearms that are two to three times more for something similar. You have to go to the very top end to get something like this. And this is, again, half or less of that. That's why it's such a unicorn. I mean, it's like the joke of a super beautiful woman that's not high maintenance. It's amazing. And yes, they're a sponsor, but we've had a lot of firearm sponsors come to us, and I've said, no. And then for a couple months, Wells was like, check out this group. They're patriots. They're great guys. They're in Georgia. And I'm like, yeah, really? And then, yeah, they supply a lot of big top manufacturers, but they're not private labeling now for others. They're putting out their own. And then taking out the middleman cost. And I went and looked at the reviews and spent like 3-4 hours overall a month ago, over a week, and just read scores of reviews. Just type in Head Down reviews. You'll get the big third-party sites out shooting them thousands of rounds going, man, The hype is real about these guns. They're lightweight. I shot 2,000 rounds through it. No problems. Beat it up. Did all the stuff to it. It shoots as good as a gun that costs $2,000, $3,000, and it costs $1,000. I mean, that's what's so amazing about the head-down products, HDFarms.com. But then they're Patreon-owned. They're sponsoring the show to promote the Second Amendment. Most gun manufacturers, there's some good ones out there that I've approached that are a lot more expensive. So I'm glad to have this one. Such a better deal. And they're like, oh, we don't want to be political. We like your show, but, oh, we're not going to be political. That's what Larry Pratch talked about, is the cowardice. Well, the folks that own this company are also on the board of a hardcore Second Amendment group. So it's a win-win-win. You get a high-quality firearm at an extremely low price. You support the broadcast. You support folks that are also involved fighting the Second Amendment. It's what I call a 360 win. Not a win-win-win-win-win. A win-win-win-win-win. I mean, we're talking so many wins, makes my head spin. 360 wins. And, yes, they wanted to do it. They've got one that's got Infowars.com on it, Molon Labe, with an Alex Jones signature on it. It's classy. It's small and nice. And I'm sure it'll have collector value to it, especially if something ever happens to me. But it's not much more to, you know, end up getting it with that. In the ad I cut, I didn't even promote that because, quite frankly, that's not the reason to get it, because you can get a version that's got, you know, Molon Labe. It looks really cool on it, art design with the helmet, and then Alex Jones under his side. Though I am very honored to be on what I see as the top of the line. I mean, it's the top 3% of assault rifles out there. And I mean, in fact, I can't wait to walk around on our family ranch and shoot wild hogs with this, because, you know, even if you got a lighter AR-15, it gets exhausting. Or the 308's really heavy. I've got a Reaper. Their 308 is a lot lighter, and I intend to get one. So am I knocking Reapers? It's great. I got one. I spent $3,000 on it. They got something somewhere for $1,500. So, I mean, there you go. And it's lighter. So I'm ranting. Lee, thank you so much for coming on with us today. I'm really excited, and I want folks to call their local dealers and tell them, get the HD Firearms line in today. Thank you so much for your support of the Second Amendment and the First Amendment.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on the show today. It's very proud to have you as our spokesperson. It's fantastic.
Well, tell us about your company, because you've been around for a while but not selling direct to the public. I know Special Ops loves your stuff. Joe Biggs started salivating after he was shooting it. He's a combat vet. Everybody that I know that's a gun nut that knows more about guns than I do just say these are really amazing guns.
You know, Head Down started was kind of mine and David's, you know, vision. It really was a hobby, to be honest with you. I got really frustrated with buying firearms and basically having to re-outfit them to do what they should have done to begin with. So we started out with the idea of, hey, let's just do something for us, maybe some of our friends and fellow shooters, and really started just building it from the ground up. Started with billet parts versus forged parts, which is the majority of the AR-15 market is forged upper and lower receivers, and the tolerances tend to be a little bit loose on that. So we decided to go billet, that way we can control it. Started producing more and more rifles for people, and then it turned into really more of a nice entity. And we were approached by several companies, and we private labeled for years, making tens of thousands of guns for these people. And we finally got to the point where, like, you know what, we're tired of cutting corners. They're private labeling, it's their name, but you know what, let's just do it ourselves. Let's just really push it out there, and let's make it the best it can possibly be. And that's really what we've done.
Well, you have. When I saw the great reviews, I said, okay, let me shoot it, and then I'll probably work with these guys. And then I started reading more reviews, and I went out and shot it. I got the rifles in my hands. I mean, they're so lightweight, then they shoot so good. How did you do that?
We took a lot of time on the accessories that we put, like foreign rails and things like that, to really examine and pay attention to what operators needed. I mean, some of our best advisors were people that were active combat or still active military. And everybody will tell you, as you said earlier in the show, when you have to carry a firearm around, the heavier it is, the more miserable it can become. So we basically wanted to make it to where it was really, really light, but extremely durable. So we based it really off of the design of the upper and lower receiver, integrated trigger guards to give rigidity to the gun. The forearm rails we made into where they were very functional, that could utilize basically anything you could ever want to put on the gun, but be light enough where it didn't just make you miserable all day long. I mean, I'm a big guy. I shoot a lot, but to be honest with you, man, I don't like carrying a heavy gun either. So we kind of basically made head downs guns are based off what Dave and I look at and go, you know what? I think, you know, every guy out there or every female out there would be comfortable carrying this gun. And now we have the backing of people that do this for a living and say, your gun is steadfast. And that's what's really important to us. We put a lot of emphasis on feedback. We want you to break our gun, break it, send it back to us. It costs you nothing. We'll fix it for free and send it back to you. Show us a weak point. We love that kind of thing. We've never backed away from it.
Well, take Barrett. It was basically designed in a garage in Tennessee. And I love the American success story from a garage to now your big factory that we went and visited. We'll show some footage of that. And your crew, you don't discriminate against folks that aren't veterans, but I like the fact that most of your folks are veterans, armorers, special ops people. And then Joe was talking to people he knows in special ops and others, and they go, oh, yeah, we're already using a lot of those guns. We love them. This is the type of rifle that should be available system-wide. And Joe was talking about being in combat in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was a staff sergeant, so he could have extra money to get something better. But even the stuff he had that was better wasn't as good as what you've got and costing more. But he said what is issued is giant, clunky, basically crap. And he just said he can't believe that those guns, because he's seen the purchase orders, you can look at them online, the military's buying them generally for more than what your firearms cost.
Yeah, the government and the firearms industry is really unique. It seems to be more of a... I won't say political agenda, but it seems it's who you know when it comes down to that. And that's understandable. I see how that works. We've had a lot of special operations group contact us over the past few years. There's one particular unit that carries our weapon. We're not at liberty to say who it is, but we built it to their specific specifications, and they've been extremely happy with it. Again, you have to keep in mind that community is so small, everybody knows everybody. So when you give a product to some of these special individuals that work for our government, if it's not 100% steadfast, you'll never, ever sell another one to anybody in that group. So we pride ourselves on making sure that if it's going to go in the hands of somebody, it's going to be dependable. I mean, all of my guys here that are armors are combat veterans. They've been in battle. They have had to rely on this weapon system to save their life. And it's very important to me that every gun that leaves head down has their stamp of approval.
Well, it's amazing. We just threw some scopes on them and then just took them out, and we're shooting really accurate after about 10 minutes. Then we went up the shooting range, and we were shooting at 100, 200 yards bullseye. And we don't claim to be great marksmen, you know, just pro-Second Amendment folks. All I know is compared to everything else I've shot, it's the best. And I'm almost embarrassed that I've got rifles that cost me $2,000, $3,000 that aren't as good. But in all fairness, I bought those 3-4 years ago. I know that there's been an evolution, but from what I've read in the different third-party review sites, the big ones, you guys are right there on the cutting edge, right there in the top few percentage points.
Yeah, I would put our weapon, our rifle, against any rifle manufacturer that builds a similar style AR. I mean, we have been in many competitions and law enforcement trials to do test and evaluations, and we've always, the ones we've had to participate in, or I got the privilege to participate in, we've always come on top. And the thing of it is, a lot of these smaller departments that really do need this type of weapon with some of the threats that we have facing us nowadays can't afford some of these other companies that charge, you know, $2,000 and $3,000. And one of our local community police departments, I mean, they were thankful that they could buy a gun that they could rely on that would work, that didn't literally break the bank, and they couldn't facilitate anything else for officer safety.
That's right. You could arm two police officers with, say, your Triton, instead of arming one with a leading competitor, who we're not attacking, but let's face it, a lot of these guys would just buy the guns from you and then double the price.
Correct. You know, like I said, there's a lot of good companies out there. Alex, I would never, ever say anything bad about another company.
I'm not running them down. I mean, if your gun was $2,000, I think it would be worth it, and I'd be promoting it. But the thing is, it's such a game changer that it works so good, it's so high quality, and it's so much less. I mean, there's nothing wrong, I guess, with being greedy, but I guess you guys just aren't being greedy.
No, we don't. Head Down's not based off of greed. We wanted to have people, the working man, be able to own a quality rifle. I mean, our starting Triton series starts at $849. You can't buy anything out there comparable to that that's a billet gun versus a forged gun.
James said he had a trigger done like yours on a $2,000 rifle, and it cost him $500.
Yeah, you can buy our trigger for $179, and it's comparable to everything out there is $300 and $400. I want people to embrace the Second Amendment. I want them to be able to utilize and get something that's going to be quality that they can use and be proud to have. When you price, some of these companies price it so high, people can't afford to get things like that. And unfortunately, they don't get to exercise their constitutional rights as they should be able to.
Well, you sound like Henry Ford. He ended up making 20 times as much more money than his competitors because he did the right thing and priced the cars where his employees could buy them.
I'm not real big on home runs. I'd rather just keep hitting singles and doubles, make people happy, keep them satisfied, be there for them when they need me. I mean, Head Down is very approachable. I mean, if you have a problem, you don't call your dealer. You call Head Down. You talk to one of our managers or you talk to one of our armors and say, this is the problem I have. What do I do? You ship it back to us. We generally turn it around in a week. We want to be there for a consumer. We don't want it to be one of these things, well, oh, yeah, yeah, well, John Smith has a problem with his gun. We'll send it back
to him. There have been a lot of folks involved in the Second Amendment industry that aren't there for the Second Amendment. You guys are in it. You love it. You're vets. You're patriots. It's the American dream. That's why I'm so excited about this. I mean, I use the allegory of the unicorn. I mean, it's really hard to find one of those. But I'm telling you, Head Down is that. And so we're so excited about you guys being sponsors and not being cowards because, I mean, so much as you know of the gun industry, and I'm not knocking them, it's just true, we had to basically bully the NRA with Gun Owners of America and others to stop being so wimpy 5 years ago. I know you guys are also involved in Second Amendment groups as well, aren't you?
Yes. ACU, which is Armed Citizens United, I'm on their board as the manufacturer advisor. Yeah, unfortunately, Alex, I think that our industry has become kind of like an ostrich. Let's just stick our head in the sand and it'll go away. We won't do anything about it. And the worst thing is these people have such a platform. They could get out there and educate people of what to do with. I'm just now exercising my Second Amendment rights. I'm proud to be a gun owner, proud to be an American. Now what do I do? Well, no one's out there really saying, okay, well, listen, you need to lock this gun up or put the ammo in a different place. They don't do any of that. So then it's some big, huge thing when somebody leaves it out and somebody steals it and runs off with it. Education is the key to our Second Amendment rights, and especially in day and age. I question none of the original amendments ever. That is our foundation of our country. That is what our country is based off, and that's why it's the greatest country in the world. Nowadays, people want a warning label on everything. So in our day and age, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, we all know who those are, I think education is the key. I think that's very important.
No, you're right. We've got to promote gun culture or we're going to lose everything. We're starting to gain ground finally because we started promoting the Americana culture of independence, and that starts with the right to free speech and the right to defend yourself. And if we don't get on the offense, we will lose. So you got to learn how to use guns, learn the proper safety, learn how to stow them, get involved in a shooting group, and then bring someone else in who isn't part of the culture, and that's how we're going to win. Look at what the socialists do with their colleges. They take normal kids, screw them up. We've got to take people and deprogram them.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. There's such a fear. I had this question asked the other day that, you know, this is dangerous and that is dangerous. And I was like, people are dangerous. And what gets me is about people that are, and I'm glad we have liberals. I'm glad we have conservatives. Yin and yang, it takes the world to go around. But what a lot of people don't realize is your Second Amendment enables you to have your first. And without those two together, you're out. You can forget about it. What we have will be over.
And notice it is all being destroyed. I mean, when they attack one part, they attack the other, and that's why the first and second come first and second, because they team up together. HDFirearms.com. Lee, is the site back up yet?
Let's see. Is it back up, Ron? What site? It's been going up and down.
All right. Well, it's back up right now, folks. If you couldn't get into it earlier, HDFirearms.com. Call your local dealers and tell them get some of these great firearms in. And believe me, go hold them for yourself. I know you're going to get one, and that's going to help fund the info war. It's a win, win, win. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Lee Queen is the co-founder of Head Down Firearms, Head Down Products. We should add that, HDFirearms.com. You notice I rarely have a sponsor up on the show. I mean, maybe twice a year you'll hear me have a sponsor on the broadcast. And generally, it's concerning news in that industry, like when FEMA got caught trying to corner the market on storable foods last year. Or I did have a sponsor on an ammo manufacturer who they were trying to buy all their ammo up from. So, I mean, I occasionally do that. If there's a bill to ban body armor, we'll have a sponsor up about that. But it's not really about the product itself. This is about the product. We're not like NPR. We're not like MSNBC, who on record got their parent companies, like $2 billion in stimulus money. Over $100 million went to MSNBC, including a raise for Rachel Maddow. Your tax money went to that anti-freedom witch. We don't do that. We have some great sponsors, but mainly we sell our own products. T-shirts, books, videos, cook stoves. It was just stuff I like. I mean, I kind of want InfoWarsStore.com to be like a Cabela's. And just be high-quality stuff I'm into, stuff I personally use. I mean, I don't promote something. You can hear ads on the network that are their own sponsors. Check them out for yourself. I'm not saying they're good or bad. You hear me endorsing something, I've really checked it out. I believe in it. I use it. And you can tell I'm very, 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 very excited about Head Down Firearms. Going back to Lee, what is the best number for folks if the website goes down because of hundreds of thousands of folks visiting it, or if folks don't want to get online? Can they call you guys and talk to you and purchase a firearm and then have it shipped to their local dealer to take possession of it? What's the best process for that?
The best number to call is 770-485-7015. That's our direct line to Head Down.
Let me get that number out because I had it here and wanted to make sure that was the correct one. 770-485-7015. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they can call directly here and basically tell us what they want, order whatever kind of firearm they want. They'll have to splice with their dealer, and we can ship it to them. It has to be, again, within state and federal laws. You know, some of our unfortunate states in this country doesn't allow these types of firearms, but as long as it's a legal process, it's not a problem. We can ship it anywhere in the United States.
It's usually just, boom, you buy it, it's shipped right to the dealer, unless you're talking about D.C., New York, or somebody like, someplace like Chicago.
Right. Some of those unique states, unfortunately, people have had their rights taken away from them, unfortunately, and it's really sad. I hate that for them.
Lee, I've been ranting here. I want to give you 10 minutes or so before you leave us and I get into news to talk about any other subjects as an American, as a patriot. Talk about the different line of firearms you have, what you're planning to come out with. It's Head Down Products, some of the other amazing products. You know, that's the other reviews I've seen that are just as positive or more so is your accessories.
Yeah, we started doing holsters. Kydex holsters. I actually have one. And again, it's a we make them for just about every type of pistol you can buy. They're made out of Kydex. They have the same exact warranty as our rifles. It's 100%. You break it, send it back, we'll replace it or fix it for free. There's no charge on it. And again, a lot of Kydex products, again, are out there that are $80, $90, $100. Ours are $65. We do Glock slides as well. This is one of our Glocks that we have. And I think I actually sent one to someone in Texas that, you know, this is something we do. You can get a complete Glock with this type of machine work done on it for $799. So the closest thing comparable to it is between $15,000 and $3,000. Again, I wanted to put a product out there that people were happy with, that they could afford. There's so many things out there that people would like. I mean, I can remember so many times in my life, Alex, that I wanted to buy something, but it was just so unobtainable because the price was so ridiculous. And I don't want people to compromise. I want to build something that they're going to like and embrace, and it's a generational thing. It's going to be passed down to their son or their daughter.
And you're promoting the Second Amendment, and you're on a major gun group board. I mean, it is really a win-win, and I thank God for the blessing of you guys being a sponsor. It's so exciting. And I just can't wait to take my son and daughters out. In fact, I think I'm going to get them all the Triton series. I mean, I've got to be honest. I shot the more expensive ones, the ones that the special ops guys like, and they're great. And Joe Biggs, big combat vet, again, was salivating over that one. The Provictus, which means, I guess, win before the war through vigilance. But I like the baseline one the best, man. That is a sexy rifle.
Our Triton series does the best for us. Alex, the gun weighs, you were talking about the weight of the gun. I believe the Triton 15 weighs 6.7 pounds.
Oh, man. So when it's hanging on your back, you can't even feel it.
Yeah, it's basically the same exact thing as what a standard base M4 would be. And you get the rail, you can attach the accessories, so forth and so on.
Amazing. Tell us about some of the other rifles.
Well, I happen to have one. You were talking about the 308. This is the 308 that we're doing now.
That is sexy.
Yeah, it, as a matter of fact, it was put under review at one of the big media training facilities in Daytona, Florida. That's real good friends of mine. They took my personal rifle. I took it down there, and he liked it so much he wanted me to let him borrow it for a very long extended period of time. But they were using that weapon in engaging targets out to 942 yards with the confirmation I got last night. Now, that particular gun starts out, all of them, Alex, have stainless steel match-grade barrels on them from the entry level all the way up. The entry level 308 from head down, all billet, is 1650. So, again, something that's attainable for people.
That rifle you just showed, that's over $3,000 with most major competitors that, in my research, aren't even as good.
Yeah, again, it was one of these things where we looked at it and said, I can build something that is going to perform as well or better than everybody else's and do it for less for, again, consumers. I mean, I'm not trying to be this great guy that's out here. No, I'm not a nonprofit, but I'd rather get it to the masses, and I'd rather get them a product that they're comfortable and they can be complimentary of and they're going to embrace instead of, yeah, it's just another one of these things. I want them to own a head down because they're proud to be head down customers.
Well, I got to be honest. I've bought some expensive guns, and you kind of feel screwed and pathetic when you go and get it because it was so expensive. I mean, maybe, and I'm not somebody that's has buyer's remorse. It's just it does kind of feel weird that it costs so much. But to get something you know is basically half the cost and it's as good or better, it's just sickeningly good.
Yeah, it is a little bit unsettling, Alex, when you have somebody that has a $3,000 rifle and you shoot as well as I do with a $1,000 gun. It kind of takes a little air out of their sails, if you know what I mean. And that's, again, it's nothing against them spending the extra money. I'm glad they do, but it's, you know, keeping moving this economy. But I'm very, very proud to say of what David and I have created at Head Down. It's, you know, we started a training division to help educate people and to help be able to let them exercise their constitutional rights in a smart, safe fashion. And I think that's really what's important. And you know, again, you've touched on this, Alex, so many times, and I'm so glad that there's somebody out there that actually has the strength and the willpower to say, hey, you know, why are y'all cowering down from this? You need to stand up for your rights before you lose them all together.
Well, that's it. We have to get aggressive. The other side is so embarrassingly tyrannical and pathetic, but we just cower to them so they take over. All that evil needs to triumph is good men do nothing, as Thomas Jefferson said.
Yeah, it is scary. You know, I have two children. My youngest is in a public school, and to hear some of the things that that our schools are teaching about, you know, they really do have a very liberal agenda in a lot of aspects, and it's very kind of – it's disturbing to me. You know, you got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your rights. Our forefathers were very, very smart. I don't know how that group of people got together so many years ago, but the things that they put in place for us are still majorly impacting everything we do in life and have preserved our way of life for over 200 years. And why people want to try to kick that and break that down and reinterpret, they made it very simple when they spelled all these things out on purpose where they couldn't be interpreted.
It was undoubtedly providence. If you study history, even foreign historians from Russia and France and England marveled at our founders. I mean, Benjamin Franklin invented like 2,000 things. I mean, literally like a third of the stuff. I was reading one day what he invented. Like a third of the things in our house he invented.
With the greatest country in the world, the best. You know, I don't want to see that lost by someone that is, you know, pushing their agenda on the majority of people. And that's really why I have no problem speaking out for the Second Amendment. And that's when ACU asked me to be on their board, I welcomed it with open arms. I want my children and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren to have the same rights that you and I have. I want them to have more rights than you and I have. I feel like we've lost a lot of things, unfortunately, in the last 50 to 75 years. I want them to get that back. I want them to live in a country they can be proud of and be free. And that's something that I think people take their freedom for granted.
Oh, they do.
They don't realize how good we really have it. And that's really sad to me.
I watch these young communist trust fund kids, their rich parents, snot-nosed, criticizing free market economics and trashing this country. And then you ask them, have you been to a communist country? Have you been overseas? Do you realize You might get one meal a day, and they just spit in your face. They just have no idea what this country's given them. It makes me sick.
Yeah, I watched that video of you in the midst of that. I wish I could have been there with you. We probably could have had a good time of that. When I saw that, I was absolutely speechless to have to know that anybody's parents would allow their children to run so wildly free without any part of respect for anybody else's thought process. If people want to get out there and exercise their First Amendments and talk about they don't like this, they don't like that, and I'm all for that, please do. But you need to be respectful of other people's thought process.
Well, I mean, let's say what they were doing. They were saying, we love to kill our kids, we love Satan, we love Mao, we're going to get you. And then attacking us and grabbing our microphone and breaking it, and we now have the footage, we haven't put it out yet, of him punching a guy I know named Ronnie, who's a listener who had a Ron Paul sign. He loves Ron Paul. The guy was hit by a car and his brain damaged, and they went over and beat up a crippled old man. I mean, these people are trash. I'm sorry, well, I don't want to go off on a rant.
No, hey, I'm with you on that, brother, but you notice they wouldn't do that to somebody they didn't feel like they could take advantage of, and that's sad to me. I wish I would have been there with Ronnie. I would have been more than happy to have made sure his sign was in good in place.
Well, what does that say about him? You would never attack the weak, but with these people, that's their instinct, is to attack the weak.
Well, of course. I mean, you had one guy on there talking about paying for abortions. I mean, so you're going to get involved in something like that. And we can go on a completely different subject matter, but, I mean, you're talking about somebody that will take advantage of the most helpless thing on the face of the planet, and that I'm not okay with.
Yeah, they get off on killing babies because it makes them feel powerful. These people are demons. I didn't mean to distract off. One last question. I know you're going to send one of these down. Tell us about the Triton billet pistol. That is an awesome – I mean, that's something I would carry in my truck.
Yeah, the Triton series pistol, that we make it in a 7.5-inch barrel and we make it in a 10.5-inch barrel. Comes with a SIG brace, or at least one type of arm brace for it. That has been, it's the same thing. It's funny you say you carry your truck. That's what I keep in my truck as well. It's very compact. It's very easy to utilize. I'm sure you're going to get flooded with emails as we are. You do need to utilize that weapon as it is intended purpose with the brace. So that has been pushed and pushed and pushed with ATF.
That's right. There are laws if you take the brace off.
Well, you can take the brace off, but you can't shoulder the brace.
That's right. You can't shoulder it.
Correct. You're only supposed to use it for its intended purpose, is what the ATF is coming out.
Explain the fine details. In fact, I have one here. I didn't know this just came in. Wow, look at this. Because Weldon was telling me, do not shoulder the brace. Explain that to me.
Yeah, so when SIG came out with this, they basically said, we're making this as a pistol, and the brace fits around your arm, and it's to stabilize. Then they got flooded with questions of, you know, can we shoulder it? You know, and the ATF they really just didn't address it. They just kind of backed away from it a little bit. Well, they continued to get inundated with calls and emails, and they finally had to come out and say, do not shoulder it. It's intended as a pistol. When you shoulder it, they're saying that it turns into a short barrel rifle, which turns it into an NFA weapon that you have to buy a tax stamp for.
Yes, so I guess that's a different level of firearms, and then you have to go basically jump to the hoops and go through an ATF background check and buy the tax stamp if you wanted to shoulder this.
That's correct. You would then turn it into a short-barreled rifle, which then you could put any kind of stock on it you want, and you could take that brace off.
And, of course, that's all just baloney from Dianne Feinstein. I mean, the problem's not the gun or the rifle. The problem's the criminals.
Yeah, that's the same thing. I mean, you know, my truck has not ran over anybody ever. And if I leave it parked out there, it probably won't do anything but just sit there. So it's the people that are utilizing these things. That's the real problem with people making bad poor decisions or making poor choices. So when it really boils down to it, education of the people, and I am a huge proponent of that. I would like to see everybody in the world be educated and understand how valuable their Second Amendment rights are and how they need to utilize them and how they need to be safe when they do.
All right. Well, Lee Queen, thank you so much for the great work. HDfirearms.com. People need to check it out today. The toll-free number, is also there on the side. There's also a toll number that folks can call if they've got any questions or comments. But please call your dealers. Absolutely get these shipped into your area. And the best part is you get a great rifle to protect yourself and your family. You can defend yourself, hunt with this, you name it. It's so exciting. One last question about the shorter rifle. With the 7-inch barrel versus the 2-inch barrel, what's the accuracy of this versus one of your longer barrels?
On the 7.5-inch barrel, it's really more of a close-in gun. The 10.5-inch, you'll still be good out to 200 to 300 yards. Comparison, you're going to get far better accuracy on a 16-inch to 18-inch barrel than you will anything else. Just for a matter of how you can control it a little bit better, it's a little more forgiving in long ranges. So if you're going to shoot more long range stuff, anything, you know, 25 yards out to 500 yards, I would definitely recommend a 16-inch minimum.
All right, well, I can't wait to shoot this one. Thank you so much for your support and for putting out such a wonderful product. Truly the American dream, Americana story. And I'd put this, this is pretty much, these rifles are kind of like the Dodge Hellcat of guns. I've got to say it. Look at a Dodge Hellcat. You got to buy a $1 million Ferrari to be able to beat a Dodge Hellcat, and a Dodge Hellcat's like $63,000. And I think that's the example right there, as you're getting the super high quality for a much more lower price. Thank you so much, sir, for what you've done.
Thank you, Alex, for having me on today. It's a pleasure.
You bet. Tell the whole crew there, great job. Don't compromise ever. And I'm going to be a big customer of these firearms. I mean, I like about three of these, two of these for the price of another rifle. I'm going to get a whole bunch. We'll be back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
I mentioned that, and I'm going to go ahead and ask Rob Newton now to bring it to me. I remember seeing him last night up here. They were going through the hours of footage. Alex Jones here back live. We have the communists kicking and punching a handicapped, you know, like 65-year-old guy. And then there's another person on a cane who they attack. It's like wolves. They see injured old people, and they start attacking them. I just watching the footage, how they'll sneak up like rats and then hit and kick somebody for no reason and then run over the cops and go, I was assaulted, I was assaulted. Vermin. Dishonorable scum. In fact, I need to stop thinking about people like that. It makes me very angry. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I'm just so sick of scum. And I'll tell you, these people rule over us now. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I didn't mean to start going off into a rant. We were talking about that footage during the break, and I want to get Dew, if he can, get the other clips of them attacking us, and then link it up with the other footage, and then them, you know, saying they want to kill their kids and all that. Oh, yeah, kill babies. I pay for it. I love it. I love Satan. Really sick. Really sick people. All right, let me get into the news. Let me just get into some good news first before I start hyperventilating. Free-range Maryland family cleared of child neglect. Remember, we first talked about that story, the 10 kids, no criminal record, no problems. Facebook folks thought it was weird that they lived on a farm by themselves, and so they came and took all their kids because they were unvaccinated. Now the Washington Post reports that they have been cleared of any wrongdoing, and the children have been released. I can take one look at the hundreds of photos on their Facebook that those kids were living in an idyllic situation. Those kids look so much better than the average kids I see. New York Times trumpets U.S. restraint against ISIS, ignores hundreds of civilians' deaths. And you know, you see the media saying don't attack ISIS. That's because it's a real enemy funded by Saudi Arabia taking over. That's why they're not being attacked. I mean, as if our military couldn't take out 100, you know, cars, 100 Toyotas driving down the road, and it's come out that they're being protected. Sick. Here's another story. This is out of Infowars.com, but on Salazar, natural food victory, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell to eliminate artificial ingredients. Major restaurant chains address cancer-linked food additives. And it goes through all the different additives that they're going to be getting out that are connected to petrochemicals and things. So that's a big victory on that front. Despite Border Patrol's best efforts, our border is still wide open. A Bangor Daily News report, very detailed. Border Patrol agents are further hampered by Obama administration's open border policy. And when they bust people, including drug dealers, they're just told to release them. So you should go read that report. It's on Infowars.com. This is some good news, but also bad news out of Tech Dirt. Obama administration at first, well, here it is, obtained emails show FBI's general counsel briefly concerned about privacy implications of license plate readers all over the country, tracking everywhere you go, but was basically overruled. So at least there's some halfway sane people in the government. That's just that little stack of news. There's no kidding, like 25 other stacks here. Let's get into this stack. Senator Rand Paul vows to block NSA vote without ballot to end program. He wants a vote, up or down vote, to end it. I would like to have a vote on ending the bulk collection, he said. So good news to him, using the power of a senator to filibuster. Continuing here with the news coming up, leaked Fukushima containers could lead to hydrogen explosions. That's the Japanese government, RT reports. Chemtrail wake up, Kylie Jenner and her 10 million Twitter followers get news about secret geoengineering program. We'll break that down as well and more. And the latest on the Clinton scandal. Stay with us. Third hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey. Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.